to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined again by the man who Twitter stalks girls left and right, Mr. Richard Avery.
I don't think you're joined is the word. I would say you couldn't get rid of me if you tried.
I can't. I need you.
You're stuck with me.
I need you.
He's your PIC. Your partner in crime.
So this is part two. We brought her back for some reason. I don't know why. The fans are asking the questions. But Gracie Glam, welcome back to More with Mo.
What's up? Gracie Glam, Glam Cheddar in the his house.
First of all, you didn't bring her back. She just won't leave.
She won't leave.
I've been camping out front. But no, I mean, it's cool.
It's
neighbors
cool.
Are cool.
Neighbors are cool. They're all good. So we had so many Twitter questions come through for Gracie. I don't know why.
So many.
Like literally 17.
Ooh, OMG.
Can I ask some questions first?
Sure. Why don't you go ahead and ask some questions first? So the first question up is from at JulieLand or at Dick Avery.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, God.
Teal.
And what's your favorite kind of pet?
I don't like other dogs, but I love my dog. But
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, shout out. I love you, Mary Jane. She's my ride or die. But Mo and I used to share this fish named Paco. Twitter at a fish. What was his Twitter?
At a fish named
okay.
Paco.
Okay, I got the answer.
Paco, till Mo killed him. But and then we also had two turtles. Mo R.A.P. killed. Yeah, R.I.P. named Bonnie and Clyde. They were cool pets, even though they didn't live with me. But yeah, Pitbull.
Okay.
Deadbeat mom.
Chicken or beef?
Beef.
Beef. I am allergic to chicken. Yes, I said that. I can't fucking eat chicken. What's that?
She's been carrying on with the I'm allergic to chicken for
a while. I really am.
Vodka or tequila?
Vodka. Ooh, fuck. Whoa. Hold up.
What are you drinking right now?
Vodka.
Okay.
But Patron. Only Patron, if not vodka.
Okay. And top or bottom?
Girl or boy?
Hard or soft?
Which one, girl or boy? Hard, always. Girl or boy? Girl, bottom, boy. Top-ish.
Strap on.
Sideways.
Booty in the air, legs together. On your stomach.
Okay.
Hey.
Great position.
And
or the lazy porn what's your star
favorite
position.
And what's your favorite TV show of all time?
Ooh, how about Whitney?
As both Richard and I look at each other across the room going, what the fuck is she talking
Whitney
about?
Whitney is so fucking... Whitney what Cummings show? Is... she used to be BFFs with Chelsea Lately, who's a total cunt.
Yeah.
So she's funny. And then Chris D'Elia, he's kind of an asshole. I knew a friend that fucked him, and he was a dick then, too. So, yeah. They do a show together. They only did, like, two seasons, but I still rewatch it. It's so funny.
And what's your favorite movie?
Honestly, it was either Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase or Riding in Cars with Boys, maybe Butterfly Effect, or we could just go with Hitchcock.
Okay, first of all, there was a movie called Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Starring Anthony Hopkins. I'm guessing it's Grandma's Boy.
Oh, no, not just because I sucked your dick. You watched it. Whatever. Oh, no. New fave move. Okay. I know you're laughing because you're like old
new
and
fave
shit.
Move. OMG.
Yeah, my newest favorite cinematic movie would be What Lies in the Shadows or What is in the Darkness or whatever the fuck. It was an indie film and it got a bunch of awards, so Apple TV put it on and like it is so
it's
good.
It's so good. It's so good. She can't remember the
exactly.
title.
I'm Googling. Let me look on my iTunes.
Okay. So you've asked a bunch of questions.
All right, there we go. Let's go to the Twitter questions.
So let's go to the Twitter questions. David, at David Ozythrus, says, you like to travel. Have you ever been to Italy?
I have never been to Europe in my life. Please fly me there.
Where have you been that you like to travel to?
I don't know. I got a lot of homies in a lot of places, you know?
San Francisco?
San Fran. Love it. Fuck Philly. Sorry.
Chicago?
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I thought I was going to hate Chicago. Loved it. Yeah.
New
Boston,
York?
Y'all have good beer. New York intimidates the shit out of me just because, you know, my dad's from upstate New York and whatever. You guys are assholes, but I love y'all. And I would love to live there one day, but straight up, French Polynesia, and don't be a hater, but motherfucking Dubai.
Dubai.
United
Arab
Emirates.
There we go. Okay, so so now Dubai gets talked a lot about, and I honestly, after hearing everything I've heard about it, I want to go to Dubai. It looks like a badass place.
Gorgeous. Like the art, just the architecture. Just the BB store shits on our BB store, okay?
No, okay. So now, I've heard the crazy stuff. Now, they did the island, the globe where you could buy. Forget that. The actual looks like the main Vegas strip of Dubai. I mean, it just looks insane. Here, we air condition our sand. I mean, it's like
such... Their taxis are 7 Series BMWs and Porsches only.
Come what? On. Who the fuck doesn't want to go see that?
Shits on America.
Oh, whoa. We do not support that message here at More With Mo.
We love America.
The proud sponsor of More With Mo, Chipotle, does not support that.
Okay, fuck Chipotle because they didn't.
Hey, and our other sponsor is America.
Yes. America.
Okay, more power to the people once this homie's out of the office and stuff. But yeah, Dubai has got some good shit going on. But that's just because I love Middle Eastern penis.
Oh, well, there you go.
So,
well,
I guess, siento.
How is that different than the Latin penis?
No, I like, hey, hola amigos. I like you guys too.
Okay, well, then we'll jump to Andrea Magina. Do you like circumcised men better or wrinkly foreskin anteaters?
Give me that wrinkle, baby.
Really?
It depends on the guy, depends on the size, you know? But I honestly, like, I dated Spanish guys when I was younger in high school and stuff. And so, like, I really didn't know anything other than uncircumcised penis.
Really?
Until, yeah, I was older. And it almost, like, hurt more. But, you know, depending on who clipped what and where and when you were younger and that's whatever. You know, some are, like, kind of, some circumcised penises are, like, eh.
Have you ever seen a penis you didn't like?
Yeah.
What's his name? What scene was it? Oh.
I mouthed it. I'm sorry, y'all. No.
Wow. Yeah. That was harsh.
Because I was like, wait, why are you here?
You know, every guy out
sorry,
there right
I'm
now.
Sorry, I'm sorry, but I can't. I guess I'll fake it.
You know, let's go with this. I'll take the fall on this. I am Spartacus. And then you say,
300's my
I'm
shit.
Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. See, as long as we all go with it, we don't know who it is. As men, we got to protect our own.
Next question.
And yeah.
Okay, so back to travel, actually, real quick. Where do you want to travel? What's your number one place that you want to go to?
Bali.
That was quick. Why?
Well, there's a handful. But it's very specific. Okay, I want to see, I want to go to Bali. Mm-hmm. I want to do a, like, X amount of day retreat, because I'm an ideal, baptized Catholic, idealist, Buddhist, idealist. not religious at all, but, I wanted to go.
She's spiritual.
Yes, I'm spiritual. I want to go to India, do like one of those set up kind of things where I can meditate and shit. I want to see the Northern Lights in Alaska and smoke Northern Lights while I see the Northern Lights. Hey. And I got that from Balto, that like cartoon kids movie. Yeah, you guys don't know about that. But
don't know.
Late 80s, early 90s people know what's up. Balto, you remember that. Northern Lights. So, and also, I kind of really want to. I want to do Tokyo, and then I want to do Paris, of course, Milan, and then I would love to go to like
Van Nuys,
like somewhere in Africa,
the exotic Tarzana,
like
Africa.
I don't know.
Encino.
Like,
Compton.
Exactly. I mean, I've been to French Polynesias, and that's like by Bora Bora. Like, I mean, but we had the private island, so we on Bora Bora. So, but I would look back there. All
right. Well, you know? Okay. So you mentioned Northern Lights, the weed, and surprisingly enough, nobody actually asked any questions about weed. But at @MoXXX wants to know: are you guilty of taking pictures with your bong, smoking weed, and posting it on Twitter?
No, I am not.
You're blunt.
I am guilty of having a friend take pictures of me with my bong and doing videos that are not on YouTube.
Do we know who your friend is? Should we have her arrested?
His name is Mox. He was
@MoXXX on Twitter.
He was this guy. I don't know. Whatever. He used to take care of these turtles that I had that were my babies, my life.
We heard about these turtles.
Bonnie and Clyde. And then my two die for motherfucking immigrant from the States. Paco, my fish, and that he killed all of them. So we're not really friends anymore.
Okay. Good move.
Okay. That's a good, smart move. So, just for a lighthearted, since we've gotten so serious with, you know,
dead animals,
drugs and animals. Let's go with Levi Franklin at Levizzles for Shizzle. Wants to know, would you rather, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 10 duck-sized horses?
10 duck-sized horses, for sure.
That was a very quick answer.
Because I can kick them.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be neat to see one gigantic duck?
Hell no.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I was just picturing the big yellow duck from Batman Returns that the penguin rides in.
Okay, you remember that game Duck Hunt?
Yes, with the dog.
No, where you held up, you stood on the mat and you held the shotgun to the TV screen.
Okay, she wasn't around in 1985 for original NES where you just had a pistol and you aimed at it, you hit it, and...
No, my family did that too, but with squirrels at the bird feeder.
I don't even know video games.
Okay, so let's go through. Feature dancing. We've mentioned this before. Ryan R22 wants to know, will you ever feature dance in Pittsburgh?
If at Dave at A-List... would contact me back. I would love to, but if not,
what's the club?
Maybe
in Pittsburgh?
If at the Lee Network, would respond back. Or, I'll email y'all tonight. But yes, that you can look forward to that coming soon. I would love to go to Pittsburgh. Steeler Nation, what's up? I was actually a Steelers cheerleader in community cheerleading. There's in Georgia. They had three teams. The shit girls were the Vikings, and then the middle girls were the Steelers because I wasn't that popular and I was kind of ugly then. And then the top girls were the Cowboys. But my mom got me an NFL jacket that was Steelers, so that would match my cheerleading uniform. So I'm about the Steelers.
Can you give us a cheer?
Okay.
Give us a cheer.
Let's see.
One to fire up the team. We're down. We're down. We're losing, but we want to win. Clock is ticking.
I mean, I don't want to go with B. I guess,
that's old school.
Yeah.
For a Steelers cheerleader, I'm a little disappointed.
I know.
Oh, we're number one. Can't be number two. We're going to kick the whoopsies out of you. And when you do whoopsies, you turn around and flip your skirt up in the back.
Ooh.
And show your ass.
Your bloomers.
Oh, wow. I guess it's not the porn cheerleaders that I've been.
They're called bloomers.
So speaking of porn, you're in porn. The guys want to know these questions. So we'll throw out a few of these. Let's see. I think it's actually Andrea Medina again said, do you plan to answer any porn-related questions? And if yes, which we have, can you give us any insight on your upcoming scenes?
Yes, there is very little insight, but there is a huge thing coming up right now. but I technically am not allowed to give you that insight. So, yes
You're
and no.
You're sworn to secrecy?
So, I'm sorry for the vague answer, but there will be a... super hot pictures because everyone was telling me how good I looked that day. And I was just really feeling it, hey. I just shot a scene yesterday and...
Was it good?
It was good.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun. And I was very sore and I'm still a little sore, things are shaping back up to normal.
Nice.
So that's good. Now, so
did you like the guy?
I did like the guy. He is not your average male performer. He's not around. He's not going to bore you. He's not repetitive. He only comes to the United States once a month, every XXX, whenever the fuck. I don't know. But not very often. And he has a very fat penis. And it is awesome. Possum.
Well, I'm going to... That was a little leading at... Mr. Pornstalker, and I have to throw this out there. He wrote us a very, very, very long question, which was very long.
Yay, because I love reading.
But so I wanted to throw this out there, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing it. Is typically in straight porn, you have everything is focused on the girl. And he's asking why there isn't more focus where the girl, if you will, doesn't worship the guy beyond just sucking his dick, where he focuses on, kissing, things like that, where it's her pleasuring the man.
Well, my recent scene that I just mentioned 2 seconds ago, where I was worshiping the guy's feet, And he made me suck on his feet and his toes and blah, 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 blah. So that's just one, shit directors now. And two, maybe just not that much of a fan request put out there. Because if there is enough, you know, like inquiries about something specific, it will be shot. Trust me. If you want to see a girl specifically do it, like, you know, that's a more personal request. But yeah, I think that it's just a general thing.
It's not a common thing.
Yeah, it's not a common thing. But honestly, not common things are becoming common things. So.
Oh, well, here's a whole list of things that I love. Yay. And at IR Lover 2015,
would like to know.
There, okay, well, wait. And let me get all the way through these. Because we use cut down things. Double penetration is a DP. So in porn, we use these a lot. So will you do DP, DPP, DAP, gangbang, IR, IRDP, IRDPP, IRDAP, or IR gangbang?
Okay, hold up.
You should go like this. Maybe, no, maybe, yes.
So
possibly, call me.
March of... wait, January, February, March, April. Okay, March of 2009, I was 18 years old for a couple of months. I entered the industry, and, you know, I've shot a lot of shit. I've sucked a lot of dick, been a lot of pussy, and half of that shit, I have no idea what the fuck that stands for. But DP, I am so on board with you, homie. Like, I'm trying, but I want it to be what I want it to be, and I want it to look good, and I'm picky, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
So IR, definitely have considered. I've inquired with numerous different companies and directors, and, you know, like I said, again, I'm picky, and, you know, they can't give me what I want, and I want it to be fucking awesome. So maybe... it will be out there. I want it to be out there.
I'd watch a DP with Gracie Glam.
I would.
Shane Diesel. IR, DP, like all that
What's
shit.
What's DPP?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I'm guessing that's... Actually, I don't know. Because DAP is double anal.
Freetranslation.com didn't work out so well.
Oh, double pussy penetration instead of double vag. Usually it's DV, double vag.
I did a girl with that with my sworn enemy, cunt whore, Lexi Bell. It's okay. You don't have to edit that out. We know we hate each other. But
shots fired.
Yeah. No. I mean, whatever.
And continuing on.
Yeah. No. But we did do it was a girl, and it was actually a really hot girl. Like, it was when she was really still nice and cute, and we had really cute scene together, and she did a DP with toys with me, so that was cool.
You had a question, Mr. Avery?
No, I'm just impressed with that she did the DP. No, that's not DP. You said
that I was just that honest and blunt.
No, DVP is that double?
Oh yeah,
vag?
Double vag.
Double vag.
Penetration. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a secret until Cunt Hort put it out on Twitter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, boo.
Speaking of people that ask questions like, will you ever take two things in your vag? Yes. Mr. Video Guy wanted to know, do you feel like social media has permanently altered how celebrities view fans or how they would treat fans and vice versa? Sorry, guys, for the reading there. Do you think social media has altered that?
I do not think that it has altered the way that fans view or that celebrities view fans. I think it's reversed, like I said. I think it's how fans view celebrities. Because, you know, hey, I mean, I'm not a celebrity and shit, but, like, we all know on we see TMZ when celebrity is drunk or they're feeling some type of way and they tweet some shit or they say this and they fuck up. And then, you know, the next day it's their publicist, they're just trying to recoup and cover up whatever. So social media has given that outlet of vulnerability. And being able to not, like, see this facade of this, like, epic, perfect, glorified human being. And that, like, you know, we all think kind of the same fucked up shit. Or we all, you know, whatever. And that it really just makes it more personable towards people. And I think that it's also... a little bit more, I don't know, not creepy, but
more, it could be more creepy.
Do you consider yourself a celebrity?
Fuck no, I don't even consider myself a porn star.
I don't either.
I'm still barely Starlet status.
I think the day of the porn star is over. I think that there are
Jenna Jameson, Tara Pat, but those to me are
name a porn star today. Name a current performing person that is a porn star.
No, I would say
Nikki Benz is probably the closest.
No, name wise.
Okay, then name a porn star.
There is none. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was saying.
I would name one, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, very nice.
Because I think she is a porn star.
Who?
Phoenix Marie.
Yeah.
Because she's earned it.
She has earned it. She hasn't gotten the credit for it, though.
No, not at all.
But she has earned it. For year after year after year, her asshole fucking looks amazing. I'm sorry. And she's anal queen. Bow down, bitches.
Yeah.
And two, like, she's gorgeous.
So that means I've had a few official porn stars then. Kylie Ireland is who I would consider a porn star.
No, that's old school, hold please. She's not performing.
But the 50th episode of More with Mo, I had Phoenix Marie, who is a current porn star then. Yeah. To lighten things up a little bit, Matt Mabry, wants to know your favorite Disney movie and if you have one.
The Computer Who Wore Tennis Shoes.
Apple Dumpling Gang.
Hey,
that darn cat.
I believe that this was Less with Gracie. Excuse me. No, but let's roll with like.
Don't even say Fantasia.
She says
Lion. Oh my gosh, no, that's like Pocahontas. 4 hours long. Pocahontas. No one's trying to see anyone.
Lion King. Shot.
I think I've done that with my dog before. Little Mermaid is what's up. Or Aladdin, just because, like, hey, Middle Eastern guys, shout out. Take me on your magic carpet. Not Porfo, that's Spanish. But
you need a Latin Persian guy.
Not Persian. Not Latin. No.
No Glendale?
No. I'm starting to get over y'all Latinos because y'all are getting lazy. But, I mean, I'm down with you.
Are you saying Latinos are lazy?
Not the...
I so walked you into that. I'll tell you what. I'll help you step out of that pile of
shit. That's what I love. That's why I want to suck your cocks. No, but seriously, like Middle Eastern guys, like they'll buy you the world, but you still are the bottom bitch. And I'm very dominant. I am. As Mo was saying earlier, that all of the guys that I date, I turn them into pussies. And I'm a very nice person. Trust me, I'm not fake. All my interviews are not fake. For real. For real.
No, you are. I've known you for many, many years, and you are very for real, and you do turn your boyfriends into little
bitches. But I don't turn them into pussies. It's like I challenge them, and it's like a subconscious test in my personality, because I am a passive person. I'm a Libra. Libra for life. The scales, the balance.
But you sound like you're always trying to say this, and my impression is that you are very passive aggressive.
Yes. Cue back to the episode called Sarcasm with @more.
No, but I'm just saying, it's like I feel like you're very passive aggressive. Yes. You're very passive, but if somebody crosses that line, you're going to snap at them, bite them.
My Chinese symbol is the horse. Like, I'm very, elegance, beauty, calmness, strong, tranquility, powerful. Strong. But if I feel threatened, you will die.
I think I'm the only man in her life that hasn't turned into a little bitch. I'm just saying.
I have to disagree.
No. His initials are... Well, his porn initial, T-T.
What was that?
He's never turned into a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So... let's go to the last question here.
Last question.
How do I know? Because it's taped to the desk. Anybody get that reference? Go for it. Herba7 List wants to know, if you could freeze time, for what purpose would you like to have such a gift?
I'm assuming that means what moment I would choose.
Mm-hmm. That you could freeze any moment in time that you could.
That's a tearjerker, motherfucker.
I know the answer to that, but I won't say it.
No.
The Kennedy assassination.
No, nothing to do with the Kennedys.
No. No, something way more personal. Yeah. But
a moment.
Yeah, I would have called back my best friend in 11th grade before he ditched school to go do cocaine with my other best friend, and he swerved his car and snapped his neck and died. I would have called him back instead of waiting.
That's a very good answer. That's a very serious answer.
That's who I also lost my virginity to. And I'm madly in love with.
Oh.
So thanks, asshole. No, I'm just kidding. Well, then, He was a great guy. And it was, everything happens for a reason. He's very intelligent. One of those people, like, he was on probation for, like, hacking into, like, FBI shit. And he would, like, fuck with our principal and, like, go online and change people's grades and stuff.
So maybe he...
So he was too...
Maybe the FBI took him out.
Well, no, I just feel like his mentality, he was too smart. Like, you know, he wasn't ready for, like, the world was not ready for him and his generation.
Okay.
So, because it was a freak accident, you know, and it was
that's the way they make it look.
But I would have called him and said what I wanted to say at that time.
There's my $20 you owe me.
Exactly. Mr. Avery, did you have an answer to this question?
I do, but I can't say.
And so I figured your answer was going to be, you wish you could have frozen this episode and changed your mind.
And relived this whole day.
Exactly. Well, on that note, I think we have covered most people's questions. I appreciate everybody throwing them out there.
We have to come back and do it again.
No, I don't think we can do this again.
Oh, wait, but someone asked me what my favorite drink was. Just kidding.
What's your favorite drink?
Vodka.
I thought we answered this already.
I know. I thought you said
when
it was
we
tequila.
Pointed at the glass and said vodka.
I thought you said Patron.
And my favorite color is teal. And my favorite animal is giraffes. And I love EDM, System of a Down, Demi Borgir, L.E.S. I like death
metal. Who's your favorite designer?
Ooh, Oscar de la Renta has amazing dresses, but
where's your favorite place to shop?
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Would you rather do
the Row,
Target, or Walmart?
Walmart.
Ooh. I would like to point out that I thought that we had a very good question with At Herbalist 7 list with a very nice sentimental end of show question, and you guys ran off into a different thing. So my question is, Miss Gracie Glam, where can all these fans find you besides Twitter out on the interwebs?
All right, we got some shit going down. So you got Twitter at Glam Chowder, you know, Instagram. At Glam Chowder, you know.
Can you spell it?
GlamChowder. Glam Chowder.
No E.
I'm very good at vocab.
Where else can we find you?
www.youtube.com/itsGracieGlam, bitch. Then you have Tumblr, www.houseofglam.tumblr.com. Very pretty, not updated. Then you will have thegracieglam.com, just a holding page. Please hold.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, no LinkedIn. That's fake.
MySpace.
Facebook, fake. MySpace, creepy. If you're still on MySpace,
can
creepy.
I find you on Tinder?
Oh, you can't find me on Tinder? Well, you can't. Well, yeah, I guess my real name's posted out there, but whatevs. I don't really get on it. But if you do get on it and you find me on Tinder, just know, I'm sorry, I just screenshot shit to like text it to my friends and make fun of you. So, yeah.
Well, on that note, Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug over there?
I have nothing to plug.
Well, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Chipotle, again for another great episode.
And Walmart.
And Walmart now. Exactly. Bottledwater.com. Remember when the bottled water was going through the paper in the paper container? They were sponsoring
Box
us for a while.
Water.
Box water.
Kettle One.
We
Apple.
Forget them after they leave us.
I know.
AT&T. Here.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me.
Woo-woo.
You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show.
And articles.
Thanks for listening.